and welcome to Tantalk Radio with Hollywood Connections. It's all about you, listeners. Hollywood Connections is for you. And Yvonne, welcome.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I know we have an exciting show today.
Yes, we do. And I am Miss Florida Diva sitting in.
That's right. And thank you so much for being here, because we have some plans for you as well. And you're going to be hosting a show coming up calling it Beauty at Any Age.
Yes.
I know.
In October, hopefully.
I know. And all of my Beauty Queen reporters out there, I have one right now at the home show in Orlando, interviewing celebrities, and that's Nicholas Wolf. He'll be calling you with a short hello. And we've got other reporters in Vegas and other areas. They're jumping on board, so we're very excited. And we have a caller, I know. I see that lightning up in the back. Who's on the air with us today?
Actually, we have Rob Anderson from HSN.
That's right. That's where it's all beginning here. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Hi. How are you, Rob?
Hi, Dawn. Hi. Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing good.
I know. You're our first guest, and we're so excited because I have been blasting out that Randy Jackson guitar and Keith Urban and Joey Mangione and all the good stuff. Tell us what we're working on.
Well, we're working on all of that and some, all of the above. We're always working on the guitars on HSN. Basically, you know, Randy Jackson and Keith Urban are our seasonal guests on HSN, and they are both there pretty heavily in the fourth quarter. And they, as you know, they sell their custom signature guitars as well as their DVD learning series, which, Dawn, I think you have been trying to learn the guitar. I think we're going to get you on American Idol next year.
Yeah, I had to work on that by singing voice with Benny Luck out there with the recording studio.
Yeah, and then you're going to get there. I have faith. I have confidence. I think that beyond the guitars, of course, you know, I work with Joy Mangano and her production company, and what we do there is we provide spokespeople and models as well as testimonials, which we do a lot of with you, Dawn.
Right.
Where people get to test out product, they get to keep the new products as they come out, the new and improved products, the next evolution of products that she's doing, and then we get to film them and they air live on HSN, which is exciting for people, and we really enjoy that. It's probably the most fun I have in my job, and I really enjoy working with you on those projects, and we've got a lot of those coming up. You know, we do about two of those a month, sometimes three, and this is our busy season.
I know. You know, it's so great, and all of my friends in the business, of course, as you've seen, I even have Frank Cornelius of the Cornelius Brothers. He's like, I know Randy, and I know Keith. He said, I would love to do this guitar. He'll drive up from Miami, and he did Treat Her Like a Lady, you know, the song, the family song.
Okay.
And but, you know, also, too, is where can they call or write, or what they need to send a bio, a picture of them as well, and then also playing the guitar, correct?
Yeah, and I think that the best way to do it is to, while I'm on your show and I'll check in every week, they can just contact the show, I think, as we run through your email address, or you can certainly provide my phone number that people call in. You can, you have all my contact information, and people can contact you through the show. And, you'll contact me as you do every day, multiple times a day, which I love.
Thank you, Rob.
Stop.
Thank you.
We'll continue to use this show and all of your contacts as our process for people, to put people on HSN. And, you know, I think people realize, and I bring this up with you, and I always bring this up, HSN isn't really the network that it was 25 years ago, where it was just cubic zirconia and radar detectors.
Right.
And we all know that there are huge celebrities on there now. It's great exposure for people. I'm going to be working with Serena Williams next week. She's going to be on, and lots and lots of huge celebrities. Melissa McCarthy, who's a huge movie star.
Fabulous.
Now.
That's wonderful.
Brinkley,
yes.
And it's really terrific, I think, for people to be kind of adjacent to that type of star power, if you will. When they're getting their feet wet, or they're continuing their career, or really trying to, break in or further their career when it comes to talent and to casting and to entertainment and then modeling.
Right. Well, Serena, I know her brother. I worked with Richard a while ago back in South Florida, and that's fabulous, Rob. And, I also want to thank, I had met the best hairstylist ever. Her name is Kim, and we're going to play a little commercial. And I've been going to her forever because of you, and thank you. And she's
more
one of, I know, and she's a marvelous makeup artist as well. And Rob, can I ask you, real quick, hold on the line. Are we good on callers? We're good?
We are. We're great on callers, yeah.
Awesome. And Rob, how did you start out being a producer?
Well, it was my first job out of college, actually. I got a television broadcast communications degree at Florida Atlantic University, which is down in Boca Raton. And I started applying everywhere, television stations down in West Palm Beach and others. stations, and I really wanted to work at a national cable network, and submitted my resume to HSN way back in 1994, and that was my first job out of college, and have been with them in one capacity or another. I'm a contracted vendor, my company right now, so we do contract work every month with them.
Okay.
And actually, HSN was my first job and began doing infomercials with companies like Quick and Bright and OxiClean and
wow.
Orange Glow, and just have kind of stayed with it ever since and have really enjoyed it and glad I'm did.
You know, I got to tell this quick story because, you know, when Rob had put an ad on Craigslist one time and we were on the sailboat, Rob, I have to tell this, it's really funny.
Sure.
So, and so I applied back to it and I said, ooh, sounds really cool, pillows. You had Joy's pillows that you were doing at the time. And then you said, I'll drop these pillows off. Now, we had a sailboat attached to this place that we were at from a motel area. And you had dropped them off, and I was like, okay, I'll try these pillows. I didn't know who you were. I didn't know anything about this. I didn't know if this was real. And then when I was booked with you and I went through the guard gate, they're like, no, there's no Rob Anderson. There's no. I'm like, but I'm on the show. And then they found out that you were, because you're a producer over there. And I got in. I found out how real this was and how fabulous. And I ended up doing her glasses, which I have. Look, I have one pair left of Joy's. I need more. The dog's got the pillow now. I need another one. No. But the great thing is, what a relationship we have to help people get connected in show business, even if it's their first opportunity to be on the air. And thank you. I want to thank you.
Yeah, oh, Rob, I'd like to say something to you. My
sure.
My grandson, he graduated from Florida Atlantic U.
Another Al, a fellow Al.
Yes.
Perfect.
Uh-huh. He's a wonderful young man.
Ooh. Great. Do you have a question?
Well, Dawn, I think that it's a great first step, a great foot in the door. It's really the only place here locally in Florida where you can get on a national cable network and get exposure. You're in, as we always talk about, 93 million homes across the country, and great high-profile exposure for people. So we hope and we know that we'll continue to get great people with you
and
through the audience of your show. I think it'll only grow.
Awesome. Yes. Well, you know, like, I have a question real quick. We have Sterling Rice. You know, Ron Rice's daughter used to run the Hawaiian Tropic pageants for kids. And she has her, and we were talking about this, people that would have products. And I have a lady calling in that has a book pretty soon and some great things. How can we, do you need a video on them? Maybe if they said, you know, like, I had somebody else that has a makeup line in Vegas. She goes, I would love to get on Home Shopping Network. How do I go about doing that with you? I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
Well, you know, the best way is to kind of contact me through the channel again, as we've done with people before. I will tell you, I like to be very upfront with people. The chances of getting a product on HSN are about 1 in 50. It's very, very difficult, but I'm not discouraging people. You should certainly try, absolutely. But I would definitely suggest this. You know, if you've got product that you think is worthy, contact Dawn through the show, and she'll get in touch with me. But there's a couple of things to keep in mind. If you have product, you have absolutely got to be up and running with
right.
product. And you got to have a business up and running. You have to have inventory, and you have to be ready to air right away.
Awesome.
You can't just have an idea. You can't just have a prototype. That's not the business. HSN's a big marketing mechanism. That's what they are.
Awesome.
And if you have a product ready to go and you have thousands and thousands of units and you have a little bit of maybe retail distribution, then it's the place for you. And you might have something, if it's just sort of the germ of an idea or a prototype, probably a few years away from approaching HSN.
Okay, and we have Peter, our producer here, and I've been asking him, do you want to learn how to play guitar? Now, I have a question. Even that we have gentlemen like himself, and he's a fabulous sportscaster, could he do the Keith Urban guitar when learning that as well as, I'm doing with the 30 DVDs? So is that something? Peter, I'm helping you.
Yeah, I don't know anything about a guitar, but I can definitely report some sports, that's for sure. So.
I know.
What would you say to somebody that's trying to get into the sports industry that's never had a TV job before in a big-time market?
Good question.
You know, that's a tough question because the sports business has changed so dramatically since I started in the business. Local sports has almost gone away completely. You don't even really see it on local newscasts anymore. I think the best way for people is to start creating, get a content job. Whether it's blogging or writing or working for somebody, covering sports. Getting on camera is a lot harder than it used to be.
I have an idea.
The way I see a lot of sports guys get into it is they get a job covering, writing, reporting in the field, things like that, contacting teams. The other thing that I know about, and I have some experience with sports through Fox Sportsnet, is there's a lot of opportunity through the actual teams. A lot of that sports coverage that you saw on local television stations has now moved to the teams. So in other words, the Tampa Bay Rays have a huge production company that does all of their post-game shows and provides all of that content to Fox Sportsnet and Bright House and all these other local outlets. So I think my advice would be try and get in through the team. That's the first place I would go.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
One thing is, I know that they're getting the guitar. It's a value of over $400 if you select them, correct?
Correct. You have a choice of, since we have two going right now, we have two shows coming up, one with Keith Urban, one with Randy Jackson. Both come in a choice of electric and electric acoustic. You also get the DVD package with both of them. Keith is a 30-DVD kit. You get guitar stands with both of them. You get replacement strings. You get an amplifier, full amplifier that you can plug the guitar into, a self-tuning device. So, it's almost too much to describe, as I always tell you, Dawn. But it's a huge package, and when you get it home, you're going to be blown away.
Oh, I am too, and I'm still learning. So you'll be impressed what I've learned with Keith Urban very soon.
I can't wait to hear
it. Keith will be impressed.
I can't wait.
Sounds good, Rob. Thank you so much. We have four callers on the line, and I think, Ron, you have one more question?
Yes, I just wanted to thank him for all the wonderful information that he has given us today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. I'll talk to you all next week.
Yes.
I'm Miss Florida Diva.
And I'm sending you her photo today.
Great.
Okay.
You have a great show, guys. Bye.
Thank you. God bless, Rob. Thank you. And I know we have Lily Nicole McLeod. We don't want to leave her holding. Can we put her on?
Absolutely. Here she goes.
Fabulous. Miss Lily McLeod, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I have been bragging about you for weeks, Miss X Factor Celebrity of the... I see how many hits you have on that YouTube clip. Wow. Amazing. So,
Guy is really busy, and he's going to have his way. This is for sure.
Oh, it's meant for you. And, I just wondered, what are you doing now? I know Paul and I helped you with your video and Charlene down in South Miami. How did that all go?
It was really great, and you did, and it's been a while. Thank you for all of that. I got to reach back out to you because I still need a little bit more help with some other things.
Awesome.
But it was really great. It was the first record that I released, and so now the CD is out. It's called Red Apples, and I just made it on the UK Soul Charts. It came in at 27, then went to 24, and now it's sitting at 19.
So oh. Wow, you just gave me chills.
That's wonderful.
Wow, that's awesome. And also, too, is, after what happened after X Factor when you were on? Because we're going to play that clip real quick because everybody was just in awe of you, and we still are. And when I put that on Facebook and it goes out there, people go, oh, my God, have you heard this woman? And I tell you, my fiancé was listening, and we both had tissues. Really, your song hits your heart and soul, Lily.
Aww.
I know.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me. It's the strangest story, and it's kind of hard to tell it because people just go, what are you, crazy? But it was like an out-of-body experience for me.
Wow.
I actually saw myself singing on the stage during the moment that I was singing on the stage.
Wow. Now, can you give everyone your website? I know you've got a big show coming up in South Broward County, correct, with some amazing people?
Yes, with Neil Goldberg, and it's the Broward County... performing art, and it's on the 3rd of October, and it's like a really big event, and so we got some amazing people that are on the roster to perform, John Cicada and Linda Eater, and on, and so I hope everybody gets the chance to get out there.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
I was going to ask you, can I get a reporter over there doing some behind the scenes at all, or do I talk to you about that, or the Broward County for that?
Would you do that?
I would, and I'll have Paul shoot it.
Okay.
That would be...
Just talk to me. Give me, let me know. You don't have my number. Maybe you do.
I do.
Okay. And we'll talk about it and make that happen. Wow. Thank you.
Oh, very cool. And we're so blessed. And, Lily, I'm so glad. Anything you'd like to tell new artists out there? I had one gal that is calling from Atlanta soon, and she wanted to know if it was all well worth the journey so far.
Yes, I would just say to anyone who's like getting out there and trying to search for your dream, the only way for you not to make it is for you simply to give up. If you keep digging at it, you're going to get there, and how far you go into that thing is up to you because it's a battle, it's a fight. Roll up your sleeves. You got to love it, And having a mission, having a reason why you're doing it is also helpful tool to motivate you, to push you, you know?
Right.
Everything that we do, I really love children, so I'm really trying to build something where I'm going to be effective in the lives of our future, the children of our future. So that's my goal, and that's my driving force. The children keeps me motivated and keeps me fighting this good battle.
Wow.
I want to be remembered for something good, you know?
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. And Yvonne, you have a question?
No, I was just listening to you say where you have been, and I think a lot of people think that people are overnight success, and they're not. They have to work hard and long before they get there, and I like exactly what you were telling everybody.
A long, long, hard road.
Hard work, yes.
You know, sometimes when you get somewhere real quick, you don't stay there very long, mm-hmm. because you don't appreciate what you had to go through to get there, you know, mm-hmm. and you don't build any foundation for standing ground or survival ground. So, yeah, it takes a while. You have to be careful. You have to be smart. Try to learn from people who, such as myself, who made all those mistakes, so you can try to avoid certain things, you know. I think you have to put prayer, of course, in the front of your journey.
That's right.
And
just be focused.
Yes.
I know we have other calls, and I want to have you also come back, and we're going to play a little bit of the segment from when you were on that show, but how did you get your first agent?
As
an acting or a record or label or anything in the business, you know, how did you get that first break?
I kind of got lucky because I was always going in different places and performing for free, and my girlfriend pushed me on stage years and years ago at a particular nightclub in the worst part of Miami, and I got up there and started singing, and the club owner really loved me. We got together and we met, and he gave me the first $80,000.
Oh,
just said,
wow.
Go take this and do something with your career.
Wow,
and that was wonderful.
The very first CD, and that kind of started my career many years ago. But through that whole experience, I wanted to do more than just be a dance diva, so I kind of quit and then just focused on live performance. And my sister, she pushed me to get back on to the X Factor, because I had been just giving it up and just kind of spending time with my family, raising my family. But my sister motivated me to go back on the X Factor. I didn't know how much I missed music until I went back to the X Factor.
Wow. So, and you're in your 50s, correct? Because they couldn't believe that either. And you're fabulous at 50. And I say, you know what? You can do this at any age. And you're so blessed. And
yes. And
I want to thank you. I know we have some major movie producers on, and I know they're listening. And Vincent, please be patient. We'll get to you next. And we've got a lady that has a book coming out on Celebrity Obsession. She's on the line. Nicholas is on the line. And Lily, I want to thank you so much for calling in and give your website, and we're going to play a little bit of that amazing event on X Factor for you.
And keep up the good work.
I just want to say, you know, angels, please listen out for the album. It's called Red Apples, and my web address is lilynicolemcleod.com.
Awesome, Lily. And I'll get back to you after the show. Thank you so much for calling in. What a blessing you are, and I just can't wait to see you very, very soon. Alrighty.
Thank you. Woohoo!
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Lily. And let's play that X Factor where it just still gives me chills. Here we go. Listen in.
The room grew still as she made her way to Jesus. She stumbled through the tears that made her blind. She felt such pain. Some spoke in anger. Heard folks whisper, there's no place here for your kind. But still she came through the shame that fleshed her face. Until at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard. And she poured her love for the master.
And that was Lily Nicole McLeod. You can actually put her name into YouTube and see the rest of that.
That was really beautiful.
Where everybody says, wow, where have you been? And just watch that whole video clip. It's on my Facebook as well. And also, I want to get to the next caller. Thank you, Lily, again. We have Vincent DeMarco Films on the line, and we're going to get to our new guest. Be patient. We'll be right there with you. Vincent, how are you?
Good, Don. How are you?
Are you enjoying the show?
I am enjoying this show. I'm loving it right now.
Thank you. And that's what it's all about, for listeners to know about who you are. And at the end of the show, we're going to play a quick clip of Nicholas and get you updated on interviews. So tell us, what are you working on now?
Right now, we just finished, we do all kinds of things. We do weddings and movies, commercials, music videos. We just finished a commercial for a company here in Orlando called Hint & Skins. They do printing, and they're actually the ones that make all our merchandise and stuff like that. But God's been keeping me busy, so it's a blessing.
I love your quotes on Facebook. And, you know, a lot of people want to know, okay, this is new in the business. You've got an acting course or something coming up, or you're working on as well for talent?
Yes, we actually, a little bit about me. I've been in the industry now, I'd say 11 years. I started out modeling and then went into acting, and then learned a lot on in front of the camera stuff. And then I just prayed about things, and God spoke to me and actually put me behind the camera. And it's not what I wanted to do, but it's what He wanted me to do. Hmm. So I started DeMarco Films 3 years ago, and I never went to film school. And I've never been to film school, and that's why, like I said, is like I really depend on God, and this is what He wants me to do. And He's pretty much in charge of the whole company. He's the one that, like, we're on our sixth feature film. We've done tons
amazing
of music videos, and we just got voted number one in Orlando for best weddings.
That's right. I saw that. And, you know, the word on the street is DeMarco Films is hot. They're like exploding, and you are just a brand now. You're out there. Where can people send a photo, or if they want to be an extra, or do you do any of that? Do you accept photos through the email?
Of course, yes. My email is Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, at DeMarcoFilms.com. And, we always accept it in new headshots, and even people want to get into the industry, because, like, that's my thing. When I was in front of the camera, I started out as an extra and doing small things, and then I found that a lot of people that, and they're really not big actors, but, you know, they were getting principal roles here locally, but I would ask them as an extra, like, hey, what school did you go to, or, you know, what's your process, and none of them wanted to help. They were all kind of like to themselves. It was like a secret. And my thing is that I love helping people, so that's actually why we're doing the workshop next weekend. Actually, it's Saturday.
And what ages?
What agent?
Ages.
Oh, ages. Oh, we could go anywhere from, I'd say, 15 up.
Up to what?
Old.
Because I'm a senior citizen.
Oh,
she's fabulous.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, we try to keep it like 15 up. And up. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's next weekend, next Saturday. It's going to be from 10 to 5. And we're actually going to have Azuray Talent Agency there as well, talking. And
can we get a phone number?
There.
Can we get a phone number to call?
Yeah, my phone number is 407-797-6695.
Okay.
And I want to thank you, because you came out of that Disney commercial that we did not get. We got the call back, but it was so sweet of you to come out and say, hey, I'm Vince, and I had your reporters, and I want to get them updated with you. And it was such a pleasure to meet you that day. And wow, that was a big casting that you guys did for Disney.
Yeah. And that's why I said, like, God is amazing, because, like I said, is we don't advertise. I mean, all I post is on Facebook of what we're doing, but I don't knock on doors or advertise. And the casting director from L.A. came here, and R.J. from R.J.'s Casting.
Oh, I know R.J.
Yeah, he's the one that actually called me and said, hey, they need help on the Disney casting. So that was a big project. It was 2 days of doing the callbacks, and we worked with an L.A. casting director, and we did all the filming and stuff. We had no say in, obviously, who got picked, but we were there to do all the shooting for the casting director. So it was kind of neat to see, and that's what the workshop's all about, is because I've done so many castings now from behind the camera, where I see a lot of actors make mistakes, but when you're in a casting like that, you can't say anything.
Right.
So
the workshop is about teaching, you know, what to do in a casting, what not to do, make sure you have a good headshot. And we're actually, if you sign up for our workshop, we're actually giving everyone a free professional headshot, too, as well.
Ooh. I want to ask you a question. How much is the workshop? How much does it cost to attend?
The workshop is $195, and that's actually how much we charge for a headshot.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a free headshot and the workshop.
How long?
And Azuray will be there too, so actually get to meet an agent as well. And like for me, it's not making the money. It's actually just I love giving back and helping people because when you are behind the camera and you're doing these castings, you want to cast people, but you see so many mistakes that people make, and that's why, like I said, is I want to give back and actually help people and teach them, and then also have an agent there that, you know, the students can ask questions to and mm-hmm. possibly sign with.
How long will the workshop last?
It's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a one-day workshop in Orlando a week from today. And, yeah, it's just going to be, we're actually going to do a mock audition. So, like, we're going to go over everything. Everyone will be given a script to do a cold read. You'll be put on tape, and then we actually will play the tape back and critique you on everything
nice.
That you did
good.
Right
mm-hmm.
wrong. So that way you can see it and tell you, like, the tricks of the trade of what to do, what not to do. So it's going to be a fun day. I'm excited.
Sounds good to me.
And Vince, real quick, I have one last question. Anything that you have coming up that I can send a reporter for behind the scenes of a film or anything that they can sit down with the actors and, you know, give a good plug that we can bring it back to Tan Talk Radio here? That would be fabulous.
I think the next thing would be awesome. Would actually, if you wanted to have somebody come in on the workshop, they can come in and actually see that and behind the scenes of how it's going to go down and how we do things.
Love it.
That would actually be a really good thing to view because we'll be doing headshots as well there and the whole process of a casting. So
you know what I'd like to do? I'll get one of my reporters to do testimonies afterwards. How's that?
Awesome. That's great. That
awesome.
Would be great.
Very cool. Well, Vince, we're going to have you call back. And anything that you have coming up or any castings that you're doing, please call in and give us some updates so we can help the world and talent and get them connected to you as well.
Thank you so much, Dawn. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. And God bless. He's a GQ model himself. Don't let him fool you. Just wait till you see him. You're going to go, oh, he should be on the cover of GQ. I believe that. All right, Vince, thank you so much for calling in. God bless.
Okay.
All right.
God bless.
And what
Bye-bye.
Some great Bye. Knowledge. And everything for that as well for people out there in the talent world.
Wonderful.
We have Diane from Phoenix, Arizona, and thank you so much. She's holding. Thank God you don't have to pay for minutes anymore on phones, right? All right, Diane, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for being so patient. Are you hearing the show as well?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I met Diane. I have to give a little intro here. I was at my son's home in Phoenix, Arizona, visiting, and I'm swimming in the pool in their mm-hmm. condo association. And this beautiful lady swims up to me, and we're talking, and she tells me she's writing a book. And I'm like, oh, cool. And she goes, I'll get in touch with you a few years later when it's done. And voila, she was
it's
to her
done
word.
Now, right?
Yeah, and she's got a book. Now, Diane, tell everyone your book. Now, you have a different twist to this show business arena, and we have some questions. We're going to have you come back again as well. But tell us the name of your book.
It's called Overcoming Celebrity Obsession.
Right, and you, back in the days, had a situation that you started out with some of the stars. Can you kind of explain what had happened in the beginning?
See. You mean the beginning that it when it started?
Correct.
The obsession.
Right, and who was it with? And then how did you decide to write the book? Kind of give us.
I had three different stars. I started with David Cassidy, and I had to. There was this picture, and if you looked at the cover, the black and white picture of him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do talk about that. I think in chapter one, and I talk about how. I had this psychic feeling that I was getting, and what I didn't know was that I related to it. Even though he was having problems with being a celebrity.
Okay.
And I was having problems being a disabled woman or girl.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're not going to tell everybody about the whole book yet, but it has to do a lot with your life. And where did you come to a point that you realized that I'm going to change this or I need some help? And then, voila, you ended up writing this book about celebrity obsession.
Well, it wasn't that. It was just that at the time, I'd finished with my third celebrity obsession.
Oh.
And this was like 8 years later. And I was looking at my life, and I said, well, you know, I have relationships and everything, but why do I prefer these celebrities to them?
Hmm.
So I went into that, and I did some research on myself and discovered the answer.
Well, did these celebrities have anything to do with you? Did they know about you or anything that you were doing at the time?
I didn't. Well, I only met the second one, and I don't think he knew my name either.
So you got you ended up meeting him, correct? You ended
the second one.
The second, she had three of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And who, can we ask who the second one was?
John Travolta.
Okay.
Oh, John Travolta.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So, and then what happened when you met him? How did you feel, or what was going through?
That I think shows up in chapter 13 or 14. But
okay. Where can we get the book?
You can get this on Amazon, or you can get it through iUniverse.
Okay, what's iUniverse? Is that a website?
I've never heard of it.
It's the publisher.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, okay.
See what I know in bookland yet. Awesome, Diane. And so also, too, is, you know, with this book, I have some videos of me when I interviewed you back in Phoenix. I'm going to put attached to the Facebook of Hollywood Connections on for Tan Talk so people can get to know who you are. And, you know, I just wanted to introduce you. It's kind of a teaser, kind of to let people know that you have this book out. If anybody does buy the book and reads it, we'd love to have you call in when Diane calls in. And if you have questions for Diane, we'll be bringing that on the air as well. Diane, is there anything else that you'd like to say?
Not really. We'll have to kind of go over what we'll talk about the next time.
Okay. So, again, the book is called?
Overcoming Celebrity Obsession.
Right. And it is really, truly, I read the book back in Phoenix.
Oh, you did?
I did. Mm-hmm. It was really interesting. Diane, you know, one more thing I want to ask you. If somebody has a child or they have a teenager or they're after One Direction and they're kind of over-obsessed in that land, what advice can you give them or a parent or somebody that may be stepping over that line?
I would guess just don't put them down for it.
Mm-hmm. And what would
I've been thinking about that question, and I guess what it is that they don't really want to give it up. They feel good about it.
Mm-hmm. It makes them feel good about themselves, too.
I mean, I didn't know I was obsessed. I fell in love.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I was a teenager, and I used to have, I think, Sean Cassidy, or, you know, the posters
I'm
up on the wall.
I'm a Marlon Brando person.
Did you have posters in your bedroom?
Yes, I had everything about him I saw on the waterfront.
Who did you have?
Marlon Brando.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. I went to see on the waterfront. I'm kind of in my senior years. That was a long time ago. I used to go every chance I could get. I even named my son Daryl Madison.
Oh.
Daryl, after the Daryl Zanuck, who directed that film.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I had horse pictures, horses on barns and white horses on my posters on my wall.
See, everybody has some obsession.
Yeah, I know. But Diane, thank you so much for calling in. We're gonna have you call back on the 26th. We're gonna go over some things, and again, they can buy it at Amazon, and we'd love to have you get that, you know, information, and then I'll talk to Rob Anderson.
And we'll figure out. You said that she wanted to go through different chapters.
Yeah, so this is kind of an intro of kind of teasing everybody. They have to buy the book.
Yes.
So the next time I'm coming on the 26th.
Correct. Yep.
And you want me 12:20 my time.
Gotcha. You're down.
Okay.
It was nice talking to you.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you, Diane.
You're welcome.
This is what this show is all about.
Yes,
it's really
it's
giving different types of interviews and people. And I know. All right. And I know we have Michael Gibbons calling in from Atlanta.
Well, let's go to a commercial break here, and then we'll have Michael Gibbons on.
Thank you.
Hollywood Connections on WTAN 1340 AM.
Are you in need of a painter for your home or business? Call the Paint Wizard. In need of a new tub or countertop? Don't replace, resurface. We have an amazing client list, motels in Clearwater Beach, apartment complexes, businesses. Call now, ask for Bert. He is the official sponsor of Hollywood Connections. 727 727- 718-4988. Again, 727-218-4988. Ask for Bert.
Folks, do you guys have a 401k, life annuity, or retirement plan? Well, I've got good news for you. Tax and financial guru Daryl Madison will be able to help you understand funding, financing, and investing in this turbulent financial season. Call him, the tax and financial guru, Daryl Madison, at 813-872-9900. That's 813-872-9900. Tell him you heard about him from Miss Floria Diva of the Dawn Reese Radio Show, Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk 1340 on your AM dial.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Back, and thank you so much, our producer back there, fabulous man, and he's a great sportcaster. We got to get him out there in the sports world as well. I got some ideas. Now, also, we have some major guests still on the line, and before I do, I want to thank you so much for being here and sponsoring with the tax segment. Mm-hmm. That's important. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the Paint Wizard is here in the house, and if you need your house painted, you heard that commercial, that's my fiance, of course, and I wouldn't be here without him for the first couple shows, and I want to thank Bert Arnold for doing that. Now, we have Michael Givens. Michael, are you on the air? Did we lose Michael? Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I think we lost him. So let's go to the next caller here. Let's see. I think Diane's on the line. Do you want to go to her?
We just spoke with Diane.
Oh, we did?
We did. That was from Phoenix, Arizona. How about Nicholas? Oh, Nicholas Wolf. He's holding at the home show. Well, he's over at the home show. Mr. Nicholas Wolf, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for holding. How are you liking the show so far? You like it?
I'm enjoying it a lot.
Oh, good. So how is our connection out there? What happened at the home show in Orlando?
Well, Jeff Lewis was on stage twice talking about, of course, the show on Bravo, including his own work. And then there was also Anne Rue there, who was on stage right after him. We actually did get to get an interview with. So she's talking about how she's working on the new seasons of Hotel Impossible and her work in design as well.
Oh, fabulous. I'm so glad. See, when we're on the air, things happen. And I also, Vince was on for DeMarco Films, you heard. So he's got a workshop I'm going to send you to next week to do some testimonies and behind the scenes in Orlando since you're there. How's that?
That sounds cool.
Very cool. Yeah. And so we're going to play your footage at the end of the show. And Nicholas, thank you so much for being out there. We want to thank Pam and Gwen for having you at the home show. And you're working on something else. You've got a celebrity that's doing an opening restaurant, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some news about it, too, so we're still looking into it, but I think it's next week or 2 weeks from now, so we're going to see what more information we gather from that.
Oh, good. Can I give him a hint, what TV show it's from?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, good. Mike and Molly?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Mike or Molly? You won't know until...
Mike and Molly.
Oh, very cool. We're so excited. So, Nicholas, you are one of our top major reporters. How do you like being a reporter?
Reporting is just something that I've loved for a long time now. So I kind of thank you for, getting me into it. And now I'm just expanding with whatever else I can do.
I know. And you're going to L.A. to Sunscreen Film Festival with Tony. Tony was supposed to call in at sunscreenfilmfestival.com. We're going to promote that. Mm-hmm. You've got a film that is debuting out there, right?
Yep, I do.
Nice. So and then can you put that film or can people see it on your Facebook?
I think in the past, we have kind of talked about it and put it out there, but we're kind of still keeping it. We're not really, I don't think we have it on YouTube. We might, we'll see if we can send you a link to it, but we're kind of keeping it more so just showing off at the film festivals and whatnot so people don't get, we don't spoil everything for them so people can actually go out to the film festivals and enjoy all the great films.
Awesome. And we have another couple of film festivals to send you to as well. We're very excited. Nicholas, I know we've got a major film director on hold. Michael Givens is on. I need you to connect with him also after this show as a fabulous actor and all the things that you've done. So I'll connect you with him as soon as we are done here. But thank you so much for calling in on the home show debut in Orlando. And good luck with all the upcoming interviews that we have set for you as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So long, Michael.
Yes. And that was Nicholas. He's amazing.
That was Nicholas.
Oh,
actually, no, you're on the money here. You're on the money. You're right in the ballpark. We got Michael Givens on the line here.
I know. We have 5 minutes left, and I know. Michael, thank you so much. How are you?
I'm good, darling. How are you?
I want to say hello because I just said goodbye. Hi, Michael.
Yes.
How are you, Ms. Dawn?
Great, Michael. I want to tell everybody, michaelgivens.com is his website. He has done thousands of commercials, film director. He's got something actually brewing right now in your home city, correct? Do you want to tell everybody about it?
Yeah, sure. In fact, for that, you can go to mgafilm.org, and that is my acting and film institute called MGA. And we're about to start up new classes, and before we do this coming week, we're going to do a workshop about the business of the business, and the next week we're doing audition workshop, which will take 3 days to do. And then we start up new classes on October the 7th.
Wow. Michael, how do they get in touch with you, your website, your phone number, again, and then also, too, is I want to start playing some of your commercials. That would be fabulous.
What would you like? I'll give you the link again.
Yes.
What did you say about the commercials?
I'll go back to that in a second, but I need your phone number.
Sure. My phone number for the school is 843-252-2222, and the website is mgafilm.org.
Perfect. Now, can I ask you this? I know you've been in the film business. Can people send headshots to you and resumes for upcoming projects, not just for the Atlanta area or the Georgia area, from other areas, and they can travel, like Nicholas Wolf that was just on, one of my top reporters?
They can, but really what's best to do is, like, if you can find me on Twitter and Facebook, you can find MGA, and you can find it on, I don't think we've got a LinkedIn thing yet. I'll put one of those up.
Okay.
But if people just follow me there, they can see when we're about to go into production, and that's the best time to do it. Because otherwise, to be honest, you know, things can get lost.
Awesome.
But I do encourage people to go after people and make sure that they're proactive.
Very cool. Well, Michael, I'm going to actually, on the 26th, I want to have you call back, and I want to do an intro to your video that you sent me that I already put on Facebook about what you're doing. Is that okay?
I would love it, honey.
Oh, very nice. Okay, we'll have to get you and your wife here in the studio when you're rolling through this town of Clearwater Beach and get you on the sailboat.
We'll just have to make a point of it.
Awesome. Awesome, Michael. Thank you so much for calling in. An amazing cinematographer, producer. I mean, you're just the man of the film industry, and that's what this show is all about.
You're very wonderful. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, no problem. We'll have you back on the 26th, okay?
Good.
Awesome.
Great. I look forward to it.
Thank you, Michael. Time. All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
And everybody, please add him to Facebook as well. I know we have 5-6 minutes left, and we've got Jerry on the line. Jerry.
I'm here.
Thank
you.
I'm Fabulous from New York, promoted to the Stars, major artist, and our new advertising sales executive for Tan Talk Radio and Hollywood Connections. And you are calling in. You are my promoter, and I promote you as well, but you are a singer-songwriter. We're going to play your music on the 26th, but you have a story about something that you wanted to talk about.
Well, I think the person we should talk about who's the biggest in the world was Pete Bennett. I mean, we did so much stuff with him over the years, and we brought him to Steve Mays when Steve Mays did the National American Miss.
Right.
And he took us out for dinner, took a pizza parlor. I mean, he's no longer with us.
Right.
But he is really, really amazing. He was the number one promotion man in the world.
I have some photos and some videos of us that we were together. And he did the promotion for the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. He had passed away. And
recently?
It was, what, 2-3 years ago, Jerry?
Years ago.
Okay. He came down to some big conventions that he said, "Dawn, I'll only do this for you." And I think there was marriage at that time. Now I'm engaged, but he wanted to marry me.
He wanted to marry you.
Remember that, Jerry?
Remember he came to Boca Raton too for the senior movie. Remember?
Yes. And we were joking about that, and you were like, "Oh, that'd be such a great publicity stunt." You know, I'm like, "Okay, guys, stop it."
That was Boynton Beach Club, remember?
Yes, the Boynton Beach Club movie. We had the director, and we interviewed everyone behind the scenes and so forth. And, Jerry, I know we're going to play your music. We're going to feature you also on the next show where it's not just a quick call-in because we have 5 minutes left. But give everyone your website.
Let me say one thing. You want to go to songwriterslounge at gmail.com for my email. But I want to direct people to the new video thing that we're putting up, which is a new system. And all I got to do is go to, on YouTube.
Okay.
Go to Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y _ and then GEE, and then you'll see all the new videos that are up there. We just put a brand new one up there for you, too.
Very cool, Jerry.
They can bring people to the radio station.
Okay, and then you go to DawnRayShow.com. Jerry's actually working on my website, and there'll be guests up there that you'll know who's calling in. And then, Jerry, we'll get your music ready for the next show. How's that?
That sounds great. In that time when you're going to be doing that, I'll be in Indiana with Craig Dierlem.
Yes, and he's the bodyguard to the stars, and you're going to do some interviews, and you're actually going to take over some reporting up in New York, as you know, with some film festivals. But, Jerry, I got three minutes left. I got 3 minutes left, and I love you, and thank you so much for calling in. We love you, Jerry. God bless. All right. That was Jerry G. He is actually the promoter of the Stars Major Artist. Actually, Pete Bennett trained him, and he's amazing. Now we have, I think we have another caller, Lena. Lena.
Hi, Dawn. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. My sister-in-law, you know, back in the days when she first met me, I think she met Christopher Atkins and all these celebrities. It was our first...
Oh, my God. It's been a whirlwind meeting a bunch of celebrities through you.
Aww.
And it's been a... it was amazing to get to meet Lauren Schaefer for Fathers Know Best.
Yes.
It was also amazing to meet Christopher Atkins.
I know.
Two second story. I was 8 months pregnant, and I got wheeled around in a wheelchair by Christopher Atkins.
Oh, that was fun.
By Lauren Schaefer.
Well, thank you for bringing that segment up, because we're going to have more comics on the next show coming up as well. Lena, we want to thank you. We have 2 minutes left, and we're going to have you come in the station one of these days and join us very soon, and we'll see you after the show. We'll probably stop by the house.
Thank you for calling.
Your show
thank
you. Is so amazing, Dawn. You're doing an absolutely awesome job, and I am so proud of you. Love you, and continue, and God's going to... do some miracles for you, girl.
I know. You give it to him and watch things happen, and I just
exactly.
got chills, I know. And if there's a secret millionaire out there that wants to help sponsor this show, give it to Tantalk Radio to Lola. Take care of me and my producer and my co-host. It's a good show. You can actually go to PayPal and put in DawnRayShow@yahoo.com and say, I want to contribute. I want to donate. This is an awesome show to help people.
And I'm the co-host, Miss Florida Diva.
That's right. And we have Peter. He's our sports announcer as well. He's a fabulous guy that we're going to connect him with some major people.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Well, Anna, we have 2 minutes left. And, you know, you have a business that you do, Yvonne.
Oh, right? The holistic business?
Yes. Your hubby over there looks fabulous. What are you doing different?
Well, I put him on the 30-day fast.
Oh, and what is that?
It was a fast that for 30 days. He's only drinking juice and
kind
water.
Of juice?
Grape juice and watermelon juice.
Do you like put it in the blender under the watermelon?
No, I juice it.
Oh.
Because if you put it in the blender, it'll go through digestion and juice just goes through you. I don't want him to have any digestion.
I gotcha.
Because that's very, very, digestion is very heavy on your system.
Oh, and where can they call you?
At 813-508-0931.
Perfect. And I know that we're closing. If we can do a close off with Nicholas Wolf. I know we don't. We may have to put something in there. And we have not even 20 seconds, right, Peter? We're good. Stay tuned for him. Actually, Peter will be next on our Tantalk Radio with his. What are you doing next with your show?
It's called The Sports Web. Bring your passion. Bring your excitement. Just don't bring any nonsense.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. We hope you enjoyed the show. Write us. Let us know. drprcasting@gmail.com if you're interested in that Home Shopping Network casting. Yeah. Or call me at 727-871-7788. If you want to be a reporter, beauty queen, we need you all over the United States and the world. Send in a video to that address. Or just call us or go to the station website. You'll get all the information under Hollywood Connection. Goodbye. God bless.
Bye.